Okay, I know we said that we were finished with this sugya, but I apologize. It's been on my mind, and I can't seem to move on. So, one more installment, another, before we move on to another area. We're talking again about the mechanics of machlokas, and just some closing remarks. There's a fascinating chew in the Gros Moshe Yerodeya Chelak Aleph Simen Kuf Aleph Yerodeya. A very long tshuva. This is written when Rav Moshe was still in Luban to someone that he obviously respected a great deal, Rav Chaim HaKohen Shlita, the Av Beis Din of Stisilov, and refers to him in almost every other paragraph as either Kosev Tarasa Horama or Yedidi. Almost, without exaggeration, almost every other paragraph or every three paragraphs he refers to him in the third person as Kosev Tarasa Harama or Yedidi. Again, obviously someone that he held in very high esteem. But for our purposes, I'm going to refer to the end of the tshuva in Anaf He. Paragraph beginning, Umasha Kosev Yedidi. It's the second to last paragraph in this quite long tshuva. And he says the following: Masha Kosev Yedidi. The tshuva deals with the question of chatzitza for a woman who needs to go to the mikvah with some type of earplug or other substance or device in her ear. Is that or is that not a chatzitza which would prevent her from a proper tevila? Umasha Kosev Yedidi. This colleague of Rav Moshe apparently questions his position based on the fact that it was mechudosh. Ubefrat shehu neged iza achronim, and because it went against some well-known positions in the achronim, meaning the positions of some well-known and well-respected achronim. To that, Rav Moshe says, Hine ani omer, and this is important. V'kikfar nasa keitz v'gvul. It should be ugvul. V'kikfar nasa keitz ugvul l'torah chas v'shalom. Shenifsok rasha masha nimtza b'svarim. So you think Torah is stagnant? That's it. The Torah is not a living, breathing document. Do you mean to suggest that something that's not openly stated in the Sfarim, we can't address? Ukishi is damnu she'elo shalonim tzoyim b'svarim. What are we going to do when there's a shaila about a metzias that didn't exist 100 years ago, 200 years ago, 300 years ago? Shalonim tzoyim b'svarim lo nachriya osam af kishish b'yadeinu lachriya. We have svaras and we have things to compare them to. We have something to be medama milsa la milsa. You're telling me we shouldn't paskin these types of shilos? Vadai lani is daiti aser lo markin. It's aser to say such a thing. The vadai od yagdil Torah gamata bezmaneinu. Torah continues to thrive even in this generation. Umechuyav komisha biyado lachria kol din sheyavo liyado kafiha efshalo bechakira vidrisha hetev bashas uposkim bahavana yeshara uberayos nechonos. This, as we mentioned a while back, was really the hallmark of Rav Moshe's approach to Psak. You see this in his Hakdama to the Igros Moshe, and you see it again here, and we've seen it elsewhere. Rav Moshe said, you want to know how you deal with these types of issues, you want to know how you deal with Psak in general, you go through the Sugya, if you're a Bar Hachi, if you're someone who's entitled to an opinion, you go through the Sugya, and you go through the Poskim, and you have Havana Yeshara, and you have good Tfisa on the Chomer, even though it's a Din Chodosh, Shelo Dibru Odo Sav Bisfarim, it wasn't addressed in earlier writings. That's the way to deal with these types of Shailas. You give your opinion based on your Svar Yeshara, your Havana, and your Rayos Nechonos. Va'af B'din HaNimtza Bisfarim, and even sometimes when the matter is discussed, 100 years ago, 200 years ago, 300 years ago, V'chulei, Vadei Shetzarech HaMor Gamkein, You have to understand, again, you have to know, be familiar with the literature, understand the Metzias, understand the Shaila. Don't just paskin a Shaila based on the fact that you saw a similar Shaila dealt with in the Achronim, and say, oh, the halacha is like this. This is just like being Mora Mitoch Mishnaso, Shalzenemra Tanoim, Mavle Olam. This is likened to one who destroys the world, meaning you're just paskening based on a rule without all of the background, without all of the analysis. Vahaikar Gam Betaimim Nachonim. This is what the Achronim have done. They were machriya, things that weren't openly addressed. Now he goes a step further. He says the following. Ach ein lios gas behora. And I think this is important. This really goes back to our earlier discussions of Kavra Torah and Emunas Chachamim. And that is that a person should not be gas behora. A person shouldn't be arrogant when it comes to dealing with matters of Torah. This is a serious matter. These are serious issues. Just because a person thinks he's very smart doesn't mean that he should go and paskin without first consulting the appropriate corpus of literature. And when you can avoid a radical approach to something, you should do that. You should stick with what is traditional. When there's a big need for doing that, the koshkin b'mokom igun ka'ov dezu vaday mechuyavin gam anachnu lahoros. You can't be a big anov in a case like this where, on balance, you're going to be causing someone a tremendous loss. And you'll prevent the woman, in this particular case, from being able to remarry. Or cause other isurim, related isurim. Maybe you'll give a psak, which will cause a great loss of money. You don't have a right to do that. V'ayin begitin dafnin vav. We've discussed this in the past. An v'nuso shab Zachariah ben Avkulos. Hechariva es beisenu. Caused the destruction of Beis HaMikdash. Shekasha lama omar an v'nuso. An v'snuso. Why did it refer to his anivus as the cause of the churban? Mashayach zel anava. Ayin maratzchiyas. Davar nachon. V'gam ze mamash kayotze. You have to paskin the way you see fit, even kishenir lana b'rayos b'vanishar refrat b'makom igun kaze ulahatzil mimichshol kaze. You have to paskin even sometimes against other opinions when you have a basis for doing that, if the situation calls for it. I apologize. I believe in reading the tshuva. I skipped, perhaps for our purposes, some of the most important lashon. I'm going back a little bit. After referring to those who paskin from the Mishnah as being mavle olam, Moshe goes on to say, and here again I want to underscore this part. Va'af im hachra'aso lefamim neged eze ga'onim mi rabosa inu. Sometimes we've been paskin against the shita of the ga'onim ha'achronim. The greats of the previous generation, Geonim Rabbeinu Ha'achronim, Mabakach. Okay, so you're not paskin like every Achron. You don't have to satisfy the shitas of every Achron. You notice through Moshe's Jewess, he does not do, and this is just a teachable moment in terms of distinguishing the methodology of Psak of Rav Moshe from that of Rav Avadya Yosef. Rav Avadya goes through tens of achronim, if not hundreds in some Jews, before he's machriya and gives a psak, different mahalachim psak, sort of weighing the evidence on both sides of the equation. Rav Moshe, as you'll see, if you go through his Jews, is very sparse in referring to achronim or relying on achronim, much more interested with the sugya, the rishonim, the gemara, the havana pshuta, And that's what he says here. Sometimes, okay, so you'll go against some of the achronim. Abekach, havadei shereshayin, af anilachlo kal achronim. You could certainly allow to argue on achronim if you're a bar hachi. V'gam lefamim al ezer rishonim. And sometimes, Rav Moshe doesn't explain exactly what this means, but I think it's important in the context of what we've been discussing. Sometimes you can even argue on rishonim, on some rishonim. He says al ezer rishonim, kishiyesh rayos nechonos, when you have proper proofs. Now, it doesn't mean that everyone that learns Daf Yomi is entitled to be cholek on achronim, and certainly not on rishonim. You have to be someone that's given license to do that. That's someone who has the perspective and the mastery of Torah that entitles him to say that he has a raya against. V'ha'ikar gam b'taymim nachonim v'kol kiyotzer zeh amru ein ladayin ela masha ein av revos. That's Rav Moshe. So can you argue on achronim? You can argue on achronim. Can you argue on rishonim? You can argue on rishonim. When the situation calls for it, the person should not be gas b'hora'a, should avoid it as much as possible. Interestingly, when we speak about not being gas b'hora'a, the Marshal, who we've pointed out in the past, was not afraid of arguing rishonim. Even the Marshal, at least as far as he was concerned, was circumspect in this regard and felt that this is not something that he would do unless he had to. In those cases where he did it, he felt that there was no other choice. An example is a tshuva in the Marshal in Simon Ayin Beis. Again, a classic tshuva in the Marshal for a number of reasons. Simon Ayin Beis. This famous tshuva deals with the question of whether or not a person is allowed to sit without kisei rosh, and obviously has ramifications for learning and for saying brachos, davening, perhaps other areas as well. He writes, "Ein ani yodea isor levarich below kisei rosh." I don't know that it's aser. I don't know of an iser. And then he goes on to say, "Meharai pashat lo she'aser b'haskaras shame below kisei rosh v'lo yadana mimai." An analysis of this issue, and then in the course of his discussion, he has the following lashon. Okay, so in the middle of that tshuva, he writes, "V'lu leisha eneni ragil lachlok al hakadmonim." Efshar lomar sheish gadol. I'm sorry, ilav should be ilav sheish gadol sheyisayeni. Hayisi note lachel ulevarich begile arosh. A filler across kriyashma shari, and then he goes on to say why it should be that way, as if it wasn't for the fact that there were those who said otherwise. He would say it's mutter. And moreover, if he had someone that would support him, in other words, if he had another colleague that would bear out his opinion, even though it went against the kadmonim, he would do that. He would paskin against them. In other words, she'eneni ragi lachlok ala kadmonim ilav sheish gadol sheyisayeni. So someone else to tell him that his diuk is right, or his psak is right, his ha'ara is correct when it goes against the kadmonim. And he continues, and he says he would be note lahakil levarch b'gilei rosh based on the medrash. But at the end of this long tshuva, he says ma'ase shekvar horu liisor. What could I do? There, the poskim who preceded me already said it's aser, and I don't have too many colleagues who are willing to bear out my opinion, meaning not that he consulted them, but I'm saying it seems that he says he feels that halacha should be one way, but he understands but that by paskin the way he thinks, he's going to be upending a tradition, and there aren't other opinions to support him, or opinions that he put stock in that would support him, and therefore he's not going to change the established position. At the end of all this, just because those who are now listening might find this interesting, he writes, "Al kein hachacham ena berosho shiyed eli shamesh lo yitvesu alav v'im kaved alav laniach haroshol davar kaved." If he finds something heavy, if he finds keeping his head cover difficult with a heavy object. He should do it with a light object, meshi. We call Malcolm Nira, Filu Misha Yurtel Varch Birkas Nenin, Vuba Laila Shane Lokova Love, Okishirochitz Bambati, Dilo, Masha Machasis Rosho Biyodov, Afshe Goldalech, Hetikli Isur. He says at night when it's difficult, because I really think that it's mutter to begin with Gilei Rosh, if you would at least use your hand, which we know others say you shouldn't do. That's, he says, those who say that way and bring a raya from Rabbi and Tom, it's not really a raya. Ki mishamachi lo choshev kisoy shederecha odam laniach yadav alibo vehora lo yada shetzarech excuse me, vaharoa lo yada shetzarech lechasos alev o yedamelo shelo kiso mamish getting alev avalamayla mirosho shehudavra nikar maspik bekisoy hayad Bifrat lafimasha kasafti she'ein bo iser kiim chasidus. The whole thing is a midas chasidus, one that we maintain and we're careful about, but where it's necessary, there is room to be mekel. So, again, all things being equal, the Marshal says, I'm not going to do away with the traditional understanding here, but because I'm convinced that I'm right, in exigent circumstances, there is room to be mekel. Be'akrai ba'alma. Be'akrai ba'alma, meaning he's not going to advocate for the institutionalized saying of brachos, davening, and learning without yarmulke, but in rare exceptional cases, he would say it's indeed permitted. Okay, like I said, an interesting marshal on a number of levels, but in the context of this tshuva of the Rav Moshe, the important part being not to be gas behora, even if you're one who's want to argue on Rishonim, you see that it's done at least by some with a heavy heart and with a sense of seriousness and a sense of responsibility. Another interesting comment in this regard is found in the Har Tzvi, made by Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank in his Tshuvos for Tzvi Pesach Frank, Zechatzal Kosh Levracha, or Chaim Chelik Beis, Simen Nun Tes. This is one of a number of tshuvos in a series. In the middle of that tshuva, really at the beginning, towards the beginning of that tshuva, he has a passing reference to this issue, and he says that when it comes to achronim, ein bekocham lachlok al harishonim, they cannot argue on rishonim, ilo mitukam divrehem kechad minayu dechad mikamai. What does that mean? It means that an Achron, at times, can argue on a Rishon if he has another Rishon to back him up, so to speak. Right? He could argue on one Rishon if he's being someich on another Rishon. I guess if there's no Machlokes and you just say, I argue on the Rishon, I'm going to pass him differently, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank would say you can't do that. Rav Moshe doesn't seem to be saying that. Rav Moshe doesn't seem to say that in order to argue on a Rishita of a Rishon, you need another Rishon to support your position. It's just an interesting chiluk in this regard. But getting back to Rav Moshe, Rav Moshe does qualify his rule. And he says, you can make these types of machloks, and you can be cholik on the achronim, even on rishonim, as long as the position that you're taking doesn't go against the poskim miforsamim shehiskablu. What's his lashon? As long as you're not going against established positions that were accepted by the poskim hamor for some bali hashulchan aruch shenis kabel chomi nesenu. Now, obviously, Rav Moshe doesn't mean that there can't be a machlokas on a din shulchan aruch, because every page of shulchan aruch has a shach and a taz, or a magen avram and a taz, and a prima galdim and a pischi tshuva and a bir agra, and a machlokas in love with a page. But lechor, what he means is that if there is a psak that is unquestioned and is agreed upon, that everyone agrees upon, if you find that, and that's not something that we can come along today and be cholik on it. You know, when there are already other opinions that exist in the background, it's true, there might be a hachra one way or the other, but if there are opinions that lurk in the background, so yeah, in cases of need, a person could argue on one sheet or the other sheet and uphold another sheet, provided that it makes sense, provided that he has support for it. But when it comes to rejecting that which has been accepted and unquestioned until now, that seems to be something that even Rav Moshe is not advocating for. And there is a precedent for this as well in the Chazon Ish. You look in the Chazon Ish in Chelek Choshen Mishpat in Elikutim in Siman Aleph Os Aleph, he writes, Iker hachras halacha hi tamid al pi harayos hayoser machrichos umestabros af she'anu nogim al pi ha-shulchan aruch. Even though, as a general rule, we pass back the Shulchan Aruch, we call Mokum on a regulum lintos me ha-shulchan aruch. Because the Shach argued, or Primigadim argued, or the Gra. So when that's the case, we do sometimes deviate from what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Berayos nechonos ladas chachmei dor vador b'chol halacha anu muchrochim la'ayim b'achras achronim. So when it comes to every issue, you have to look at the Shulchan Aruch and all of those Poskim before Samim, I guess, Shehiskablu, Bechol Medino Seinu, and we look to see what it is that they say. Ki hachachma hi machriya b'kol, ela shehadavar shakol anu notim achar misha gadol. When the matter is shakol, I guess when there's no hachra per se, then that's already an issue of psak, who are you going to follow? But it seems like Chazon Ish, like with Moshe, have this idea that, you start with the Shulchan Aruch, and you don't just go passing against the Shulchan Aruch unless it's called for. And even then, if it's something that was never questioned throughout the generations, it was widely accepted, then we don't necessarily have the right to do that either. But when already there is license or an opening given for such a psak, then under certain circumstances, a person has the right to follow one of those other opinions. That's what it seems like they're saying. So again, you have the Rav Moshe and the Chazon Ish and Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, all, and the Marshal before all of them, hundreds of years before all of them, seemingly saying a similar thing, and that is that, yes, from time to time, you might find that you're going to argue on opinions that came before you, and Moshe says you're allowed to do that, you're allowed to argue on Achronim, that's certainly the Derech of Torah. At times, you might even question Rishonim. But when it comes to post-Gimme for some, then already we have to be careful, right? We don't necessarily have the right in Tavshinayin Ches to say something that was Paskin and Shulchan Aruch, which no one ever questioned, all of a sudden we're going to argue on. That's not something that we do. Chazon Ish too says, yes, from time to time, we note that from what it says in Shulchan Aruch, that's only where Natu Achronim Zal, where they themselves questioned the Shulchan Aruch. So you have cases where the Shulchan Aruch Paskin's one way, and Achronim, who came after, maybe questioned Epsak. That's different than a case where no one questions a given psak. This way, it seems to me that at least you have a school of a thought over here. Up until now, we saw different shitos, different tendencies, but here, at least for some, what might be considered a rule, if you want to reduce this to a rule, it seems that perhaps Chazon Ish and Igros Moshe and Rav Tzvi Pesach, in one way or the other, are all saying a similar thing. Dahainu, when the circumstances call for it, yes, you can argue on a kadmon, you can argue on a rishon, you can argue on a gaon, but when it comes to actually being machriya psak, it has to be the type of thing that there are shitas out there already who opened up the door for that type of machlokas. I hope this is somewhat clear and not making a complicated issue more complicated. If it is, I apologize. I did my best to try to present the matter as clearly as I could. And this is not really in opposite with anything we've said until now. It's just perhaps another perspective or somewhat of a related perspective on the matter. Okay, we'll stop here.